Right, what's left?
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left, with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 9-9, September 9th, 2022. And tonight, well, we have on the board, we have Lenny tonight. Say hello, Lenny.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Lenny. And I don't know if my guests are there yet tonight.
Yes, your guest is there, coming online now.
Okay, both of them there. Is John there? Okay.
I'm here, Pastor.
All righty. What about Tony? Is Tony there yet?
No, Tony's not here.
Okay, Tony, if you're listening out there, call on in. Well, maybe he'll call it into bottom of the hour. All right, we have Big John McTernan. And Big John was co-founder of Cops for Christ. And Big John, are you there, John?
I'm here, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah, I'm just introducing you, and that you were co-founder for Cops International, Cops for Christ International, and author of many books, a very well-known, nationally known speaker. This man is so talented, I'm telling you. It puts me in awe just to be his hero. But so,
yeah, that's quite an honor to have you as my hero.
Alrighty, hey, you ready to roll? We got a lot to do tonight. Boy, do we have a lot to do! And I got your blog thing there too. So okay. we're gonna get flying. Now we're gonna start tonight in 1 Kings chapter 3. And starting in verse 16, John, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16.
Okay, now, hang on. I'm getting there. Go ahead.
So now Joe Obama Biden, he's been saying that Republicans didn't realize that we have a secret weapon. He didn't realize women. In other words, Joe Obama Biden, known as a pedophile by his own daughter, okay, this is a very wicked man. I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm not saying that to be nasty. The fact is, this man is wicked. He is wicked, and what he has been doing is just plain evil. Now, he says that more American women are in favor of killing babies than they are of giving birth to babies. Now, this is his mindset. He believes this. Now, you know, these women that are in favor of killing babies, God's word, the Bible, calls them unclean. In fact, he has a few more words for them. And so let's start in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 16. Read it all the way through verse 28.
Are you going to share the burden with me?
I'll tell you what, yeah, I'll pick it up on verse 22.
Okay. All right, verse 16. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And the one woman said, O my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that the woman was delivered also. And we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save the two in the house. And this woman's child died that in the night because she overlaid it. And she rose at midnight and took my son from beside me while the handmaiden slept. And I laid it in her bosom and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I arose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear.
Well, that
and the other one,
yeah, that
Good, Pastor.
Yeah, I was going to pick it up. That word considered there, a lot of people in the English and the Hebrew means I looked at it very carefully examined it. I very carefully examined it. And the other woman said, "Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead woman is thy son, or the dead is thy son." And this said, "No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son." Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king, "The one saith, this is my son that liveth, and the son that is dead. And the other saith, nay, but the son that is dead, and my son is the living." And the king said, "Bring me a sword." And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, "Divide the living child in two, give half to one and half to the other." Then spake the woman whose living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, "Oh, my lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it." But the other said, "Let it be neither mine nor hers, mine but thine, but divide it. Wisely slay it, she is." But the other said, "Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it." Then the king answered and said, "Give her the living child, and in no way slay it. She is the mother thereof." And all Israel heard of this judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Now, here, when we take a look at it, he says that then there came two women that were harlots. Let me ask you this. Today, if you asked a lot of our young, say, college students today, what a harlot is, do you think they would know?
I don't think it's a word that's really used today, Pastor.
Yeah, but I'm talking about biblical illiteracy.
Oh, no, they wouldn't have a clue.
Okay, so this is the place that we're at in this country now. And so here now you have these two women. Now both of them were whores, but there was a difference between these two. One wanted to choose life, and the other wanted to choose death. She was willing to kill an innocent child. Now, the Lord said, "I set before you life and death, and blessing and cursing. Choose you life and a blessing and not death." Now, let me ask you this today. Which, the woman that wanted to divide the baby in half, kill it, and then you had the one that wanted to keep it alive, which one of those women would best represent people like AOC and the Squat, or Hillary Clinton, or Nancy Pelosi, or Elizabeth Warren today? Which one of those women?
Oh, the one that wanted to kill the baby.
They're heartless and wicked, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, did Solomon, when Solomon says, "Bring me a sword," there had to be something there, because when he says divide it in half, when the king speaks, you usually go into action, okay? But his servants must have known that he had something on his mind, and they probably looked at him waiting for the signal, because that would have been a horrible thing if they had just gone ahead and divided the baby, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it would be like a slaughter right in the midst of everyone.
So here, God's Word, the Bible says that these women, I had a guy say to me today who said, "Well, you know what we're talking about this election fraud, and that the conservatives want to take a woman's right to have an abortion. Is there any right? Did God ever give any woman a right to kill her baby?"
No, Pastor Ernie, and neither does the Constitution of the United States.
Okay, now, this man that I was talking to, that was the next thing he said, was constitutional right, but he considers himself to be fairly intelligent. But when I asked him, don't you believe in God? His answer was, I don't know if there's a God. Now, let me ask you this. Would you say a person that would say, I don't know if there's a God, okay, would you say that that person is an intellectual, or would you say that person is very oblivious to his entire surroundings, that he walks out amongst all of the creation on earth, mountains, trees, and seas, and everything that is there, all of these things that exist because they were created, and he yet says yet he doesn't know if there's a creator? Would you call that individual an intellectual?
Oh, no, Pastor Ernie, and it's getting pretty close to only a fool says in his heart there is no God.
Well, that's pretty much what he says, okay? If you say, I don't know if there's a God, okay? Now, here, he was talking about, and by the way, I never got a chance to answer that, but the constitutional right. Anyone and everyone that says that there's the right to kill a child in the Constitution is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was made up. It was just made up. What's amazing about those people, Pastor Ernie, is they'll say there's no right to owning a weapon in the Constitution. The Second Amendment doesn't say that when it clearly says it. And then they'll say you have a constitutional right to have an abortion, which is not in the Constitution. So they're upside down and sideways on this. They make it up whatever they want.
This is exactly what I was telling this individual today. I says, first of all, when I talked about having standards and morals, and he says, well, what makes your standards and morals higher than ours, okay, meaning the left? And I says, one of the things is that we, to us, lying is wrong. It's repulsive. To us, lying is a sin. It's something that we don't want any part of because it's wrong. To you, to your side, it's not. Lying is something that you embrace. It's something that you desire to do, okay? And all you have to do is turn on NBC, ABC, and CBS and watch what these people are saying. And you sit there and you know they're looking straight into the camera, and you know and they know that they're lying, okay? And they know that they're lying, but they don't really see anything wrong with lying, do they?
No, it's just advancing their narrative. It's advancing their agenda. And truth is relative anyway, so a lying is just part of life with them.
Okay, so here, what he's talking about, these women, this type of women that would kill that baby, the women that kill their babies, if we go over to Jeremiah, and in Jeremiah chapter 2, first of all, he gives you a little bit of the kind of these women that he's referring to, and he says in verse 23, how canst thou say I am not polluted? I have not gone after Balaam. Now, he's actually talking to the nation of Israel. He's actually talking to the nation of Israel, but he's using, in this case, he's as a woman. She's always compared to as a woman. How then canst thou say, I am not polluted, and not gone after Balaam? See the way in the valley, know that thou dost. Thou art a swift dromedary, traversing her ways. In other words, she's like a camel out there in heat. A wild ass used to the wilderness that snuffeth up the wind in her pleasure. Now he's talking about a wild ass, a wild in heat. In her occasion, who can turn her away? They all that seek her will not weary themselves in her month, and they shall find her. It's like, have you ever seen a female dog in heat walking down the road? You drive and you see all these male dogs following along behind her. Well, that's what they're compared to, these women, because if we go down here and we read Verse 33. Why trimmest thou the way to seek love? In other words, she's talking about having relations. Therefore hast thou taught the wicked one thy ways. In other words, she's talking about a wicked woman teaching wicked people her ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. So now he's talking about these women that who are blood guilty, okay? And then he says this, I have not found it by secret search, but upon all of these. In other words, he's telling them that he didn't have to look upon her heart. He didn't have to read her heart to know of their wickedness, that their wickedness was by their own actions, by what they did. So do you think that applies to these women like we just mentioned, the entire Democratic Party? And these women who are professing to be Republicans and are pro-abortion, pro-death, God says they're unclean. God says they're unclean. So if God says you're unclean, are you unclean?
Yes, absolutely. He is the final standard to go by.
Okay, God says they're wicked. They're wicked, and that he didn't even have to look upon their hearts to know that they were wicked. If God says you're wicked, do you have an argument? These women that say, well, it's my choice. Their argument is with God. What do you think the odds are that they're going to win that argument?
Zero.
Pretty much zero, okay? So the Bible also says that rebellion, feminism, is the same as witchcraft. The same as witchcraft, okay? How does God consider witches?
Well, they're an abomination, Pastor Ernie, and in the Old Testament, they were to be stoned.
Absolutely. But getting stoned is not like it is today. Today, when they get stoned, they're doing it with marijuana or drugs. In the Old Testament, they did it with real stones, huh?
Yeah. I see what you're saying, yes.
Okay,
yeah, it was a death penalty in the Old Testament.
Absolutely. All righty, we're going to switch over now. We got a lot to cover tonight, and we got kind of a late start, so we're going to get in early. We're going to get going here early with a lot of our information that we have to get out. Are you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here's some good. Well, no, that's not good news. Where's my good news thing? I had some good news. Okay, here's the good news. Another win. Missouri versus Biden lawsuit. Federal judge orders White House, Fauci, NIAID, and HHS to turn over hidden communications with big tech. There you go. Now, you know what that is. I mean, they're so corrupt. And we're going to get we're going to play a clip coming out of the top of the hour. And it has to do with another raid where Gestapo has been raiding the homes of the Patriots again. 35 of the Trump associates that had their homes raided again. We're going to take a look at that here. But anyhow, victories of freedom lovers have been aplenty in Missouri versus Biden case. And this week is no different. Gateway Pundit is the lead private plaintiff in the suit. And we've been covering the suit from its inception. Previously reported in May that Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, along with Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, filed a lawsuit, Missouri versus Biden, against the Biden regime, including Biden himself, Anthony Fauci. What was Megala? Should we say Anthony Megala Fauci?
He's in a class by himself. He's in a class. You know, his propaganda, he'd make the Nazis blush.
With the Department of Homeland Security and nearly a dozen federal agencies and secretaries, Missouri and Louisiana just filed suit against Joe Biden, Jen Psaki, Dr. Fauci, and other top-ranking officials for colluding with social media companies to suppress freedom of speech under the guise of combating misinformation. Isn't that something? They call the truth misinformation. And the Bible says what? To those that hate the truth is what? It's hate. Or nowadays they call it hate speech, huh?
Yeah, anything. That's how they're trying to insulate themselves. So if you are exposing something about them, they call it hate speech. And now they've got a full-scale agenda to try, and anyone that goes against the narrative or exposes the truth on them is disinformation, hate speech. It must be shut down.
All right, we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
The song you are about to hear is true. Though some of the events described have not occurred in the life of the author, they have occurred in the lives of thousands of other revenue-oppressed Americans. The author disclaims any responsibility or liability for any loss incurred as a consequence of the use and the application of any of the following information, which is not provided for the purpose of rendering any legal advice or professional service. In other words, this song is totally frivolous and without merit.
Not. Last April, right around tax time, along with my 1040 form, I sent the IRS a message to tell them they was wrong. And I told them I was sick and tired of playing their cheating game. And as for all my honest, hard-earned wages, to them they never had no claim. Because I never worked in Puerto Rico, nor lived in Washington, D.C. I wasn't under their jurisdiction, and there was nothing they could do to me. And since I've never ever been an employee of the federal government, I ain't liable for, no subject to, no, I've never owed you one red cent. But let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize your sweet bride as they put the hard lean on. Yes, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Now it didn't take them very long before they garnished all my hard-earned pay. Then they repossessed my pickup truck and had it towed away. And then they up and seized my bank accounts as they auctioned off my family farm. And to keep me from proving my innocence, well, they shackled me in iron. Now let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize your sweet bride as they put the hard lean on. Yes, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Now the truth about the IRS code is that it's fraudulently misapplied, because the legal definition of taxpayer is exclusively derived. So all you agents of the evil IRS are in reality a bunch of thieves who are working for the foreign bankers to bring America to her knees. So listen up, you international banksters, and all you traitorous congressmen, and all you low-down, lying, thieving, cheating lawyers, better leave the country while you can. Cause when the people find out the truth about how the income tax is based on fraud, they're gonna rise up all across this nation. They're gonna rout you vipers out, by God. To use the famous words of Andy Jackson, we're gonna rout you vipers out, by God. And then it's gonna be dangerous, cause we're right and the government is wrong. We'll trample down their rights as we break inside their homes. We'll terrorize the sweet brides as we put the hard lean on. Yes, we're dangerous, cause we're right, and the government is wrong. Yes, we're dangerous, cause we're right, and the government is wrong.
With explicit reservation of all rights, without prejudice, per UCC 1-207.
All right, amen to that. All right, we have with us Tony Cipriano. And he is a state trooper in the state of Connecticut. And he's here to tell us about Tunnels to Towers. And tell us about Brian Mull.
Hi. Brian Mull was my classmate. We went to the academy in 1994. Brian Mull last year on September 2nd. New England, we had a really bad winter storm, or a fall storm, heavy, heavy rain. Brian was out at about 3 o'clock in the morning, drove across the road. He thought it was just looked flat from what the other troopers told me, and it was about 3 feet of water, and it sucked up his cruiser, unfortunately, and it took him into the river. And then he died that night. It's a very tough night for everybody about a year ago.
I want to praise the good Lord for folks like you to get out and do the job. It's today we're living in such a time, and it's good. It's hard to be today with the anti-defund the police, and it's really a shame, because what happens is, I know here in my experiences in the pro-life movement, many I've had to deal with corrupt police, and the people that supported me the most when I had to deal with these corrupt police. Because I turned them in. I mean, I went on the air, give their names, badge numbers out, and I'd let them have it. And but the guys that had my back were the good cops, and they came and they said, thank you so much for, you know, exposing them, because they're giving us all a bad name. And so here, you're working with this Tunnel for Towers. When we need to take care of the families of these people, because they don't.
Okay. Yeah.
They always leave usually a wife and children, don't they?
Yeah. Tunnels to Towers came about after 9/11. One of the firemen died in the tower, and his brother started this organization to pay for mortgages for firemen, EMS, police, and then they moved it up to military. So if a military member comes back from Afghanistan, loses a limb, they build the smart homes to help those guys. And Tunnels to Towers really chipped in when Brian, got killed in the line of duty. They paid off his mortgage, so Brian was able to retire. They gave him his pension. I think he had insurance, so his wife was taken care of. So this fundraiser I'm doing tomorrow for Tunnels to Towers for the 1 year memorial, instead of giving money to the wife, I wanted to pay it forward and give all the money to Tunnels to Towers, just to pay it forward.
Well, it's a good cause. It's an absolute good cause. You know, you have here. I'm sorry, Brian. I should have introduced you to John McTernan, Chaplain John McTernan. John is the co-founder of Cops for Christ International and National. And John, go ahead and say hi to Brian or Tony.
Yeah, hello,
rather.
Brian.
No, I'm sorry. It's Tony. It's Tony.
Hi,
yeah.
Tony. How you doing?
Yeah, Tony. Hello. Yes. God bless you.
Hi. How are you? You too, sir. God bless you.
And so,
thank you.
We need, here's the shameful thing, is that you've got all these illegal aliens coming in, and our federal government, with our tax dollars, is putting many of them up in motels, and they're giving them cell phones. They're giving them health insurance, free health insurance, and doing all of that, and then in so many, they want to defund the police. The same ones that are doing that, what do you have to say about that?
Yeah. I think the world's gone crazy. Yeah, it's just crazy world we live in. But you got to just try to pray for the best and hope people like me and you, more of us, are coming up and standing up for it and turn things around eventually. But things will get better, I hope.
We have to. Tony, how can the folks out here listening, we're coast to coast, how can they help you with the...
I'm a little older, but the newer generation, I guess they use this Venmo, so I signed up for it. So a lot of people have been, given, either the troopers are buying tickets or giving as much, a little or as much as they want to this. So if people wanted to give to Tunnels to Towers, my Venmo is, it's at anthony.cipriano, that's CIPRIANO-15, and that's my Venmo. And if anybody wanted to contribute to help, I would download that money, transfer it to the account, and I would write the check tomorrow, because tomorrow's the fundraiser. We're having it in Connecticut. It's at Lake Quassapaug Amusement Park.
Could you give me that one more time?
Sure. It's Venmo, It's called Venmo, V-E-N-M-O. And to send, to donate money, I have an account. It's at the at sign. So it's at Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, dash Cipriano, C-I-P-R-I-A-N-O, dash 15. And if you just write in the notes for Tunnels to Towers, then all that money would go to Tunnels to Towers. My goal is to raise $10,000. I'm at about, I had one huge person, Haynes Construction in Oxford. He gave me a check for $5,000 the other day. I was literally shocked.
Wow.
Actually brought tears to my eyes. He gave me $5,000. My goal is to get to $10,000. I'm at about $7,500 now, I think. So my goal is to get another $2,500 for tomorrow.
Well, you're talking to an audience that is very, very patriotic, and this audience support their police. We appreciate you guys, and
thank you.
So, I got a feeling you may be hearing from them now. Is that's going to be going on all day tomorrow, or how long?
Well, tomorrow it's going to be from 12 to 5, but you know, like whoever wants to donate, that'd be great, and I'll give. And by tomorrow afternoon, I'll write the check, or by Monday, whatever money I have, I'll add it all up. After, you know, I got to pay for the food and for the park. But after that, all the money for it will pay for the Tunnels to Towers to pay it forward.
All right, very good. Well, you are welcome if you want to stay with us for the rest of the program, or we stay up late here. We're going to go. We have a rapid lightning rounds here, and so.
Okay, I'll listen in. But thank you for the opportunity to, you know, put this out here and. Hopefully people will find a way to send some money if we get forward us to Tunnels to Towers to try to, you know, get to that goal.
All right, very good. Well, we just put it out, and if, before you leave today, give it out one more time. So
sure.
Here we go. Go ahead.
I have it on. I looked at. Okay, so it's Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, or it's at the at symbol first, at Anthony-Cipriano, C-I-P, R-I-A-N-O dash 15. That'll be my Venmo. And that's how they can donate to Tunnels to Towers. Another way that if they wanted to do, they could sign up at tunnelstotowers.org. And I do it myself since they started paying Brian's mortgage. I do the $11 a month to give to them. It's not, you know, we spend $11 at Dunkin' Donuts in 2 days, you know. So I do that once a month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you always see the commercial, the police cars at the donut shop. And here I was out the other day, and I went by the donut shop out in Solon, and there they were. They're setting the police cars out there. Just like a TV commercial. All right, here we go. We're going to go with lightning rounds. You're welcome to stay with us as long as you'd like. Bombshell investigation. Journalist says Planned Parenthood, we call them Planned Predators, is selling aborted baby tissue to communist Chinese to develop bioweapons. We played a clip last night of what's taking place in the Ukraine, and we exposed some of that, what was really happening, why that war got started, John. And you know what was taking place with the bioweapons that this country had opened there, and they were using that. And by the way, they're doing the same thing here. Some of these organizations that chase your family tree, supposed to, and they take your DNA, they sell that. They've been selling it to China. And they know how to develop bioweapons like the so-called vaccines that you have out there that will target these people with certain kinds of DNA. So...
Yeah, that was shocking when it came to light that Ukraine, there was, I think, 4 or 6, right around there, American military biolabs in the Ukraine. You know, what in the world are they doing there? And, of course, the Russians have released, it's all suppressed here, but the Russians have released reports about what the biowarfare that was being conducted in the Ukraine.
Well, it was being conducted on those Ukrainians, those that lived in Ukraine, that had loyalty to Russian. There were certain people there, and they were eliminating these people with these bioweapons. They were coming up with diseases and things that would target them. And Putin knew about this. This has been going on for several years. And so, but virtually, these basically were Russians living in Ukraine.
Pastor Ernie, you mentioned Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just came out today in 2020. Planned Parenthood killed 383,000 babies.
Planned Parenthood has killed more human beings than any army in the world. There is no organization that is as evil, as ungodly as Planned Parenthood. They're virtually a creeping, crawling death on planet Earth. And again, you're right. There's nothing that is too low for those people to do at Planned Parenthood. And some of their, like Abby Johnson and others that have come out of there, that worked, and they come out and they said they couldn't take it anymore, that it had gotten, you know, they're as evil as evil gets, Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, and I remember years back when Planned Parenthood was applauding and commending China on its one-child policy. And that one-child policy meant if a woman had one child and then she was detected of being pregnant, they performed forced abortions.
Yeah, I know.
On that woman. And Planned Parenthood was all for that.
Yeah, I know. Planned Parenthood, and so was Hillary Clinton. So was Hillary Clinton. She came right out and said that. She was in favor, that they had a perfect situation there to have the forced abortion. In essence, the CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party, is buying organs and tissues from Planned Parenthood and using them to develop bioweapons. We already knew that Planned Parenthood had been murdering babies for cash for many years now. It goes on, this is an article by Ethan Huff. The CCP, Chinese Communist Party, has been using DNA, the organ tissue, and the organs from aborted U.S. babies to sell back to the Chinese Communist Party, Gerber explained. The director of the Chinese Communist Party National Health and Family Planning Commission, Lai Bin, announced that he would contribute, listen to this, John, $528 million to Planned Parenthood in exchange for the continued donation of these aborted babies. This guy.
Wow.
Okay. And so, and the question was, were aborted babies from America used to develop COVID vaccines? Yeah, absolutely they were. And this is why, one of the reasons that so many people have religious exemptions, because we were giving out, we had a form of religious exemption that people were asking us for. Because of that, one of the reasons is that the Chinese Communist Party really has been harvesting babies from the United States and using their body parts. Again, he's talking about here to build race-specific bioweapons. Then it is not much of a stretch to speculate that the Fauci flu shots are almost certainly all to be a part of that. Absolutely. So there you go. What do you have next?
Is that me? You're asking me?
Yeah.
you had a head of steam up there, and I didn't know you were calling on me here.
Go ahead. I got plenty to go, but whenever you're ready.
Okay. I'm coming up with a lot, nonstop, Pastor Ernie, of these corporations in conjunction with schools. Trying to corrupt the kids starting in third grade, 3 years old. But they're trying to tamper with the sex of, you know, kindergarten kids, trying to doubt that the little boy's a boy or a little girl's a girl. So it's nonstop. And right now, Kroger food stores is one of the major culprits in this. They want their employees to celebrate trans holidays, Pastor. Trans holidays. And then Wells Fargo, Target, Citibank and Hewlett-Packard were big sponsors of a child drag event. But fortunately, the people got aware of it, and they were very upset, and these four withdrew from the event, withdrew support from the event.
The public pool system has gotten so corrupted, and now and you know, you're talking to Kroger. This is what they call woke corporations. Kroger, Target, what are some of the others?
Well, the good thing about Target is its sales are way, way, way down, and they're really financially on the ropes now.
All right.
But one other thing that I wanted to bring to your attention, on my blog, I blog almost daily. I mean, every day now I'm coming across, excuse me, this attack on the children. So get a load of this. This is from the state of Washington. The headline is, teachers attend conference to, not quote, break gender binary and whiteness. So this is a quote from the article. There were 2,000 teachers there. It says, a teacher organization called Northwest Teaching for Social Justice hosts an annual conference where teachers attend sessions on how to break the gender binary, that's male and female, you know, and whiteness, and implement racial politics in math and science classes. Now, if you're white, Pastor Ernie, 2 and 2 is 4, correct?
Yeah, it's always been that way for me.
Now, is it any different for black people?
Well, apparently the Democrats think it is.
How do you get into racial politics in math and science classes? Okay, the conference, which are held in Portland and Seattle, bring together more than 1,200 teachers, educators, interested community members, and seek to provide resources to promote equity and racial justice in the classroom.
Well,
students are also invited to the event and are offered a discount rate. So this is like a nationwide, it's like a tsunami now, going after especially kindergarten, starting in kindergarten when they're most vulnerable. You know, the kindergarten kids will believe anything you tell them, really. So they are after to grooming them to try and turn them into maybe homosexuals, or turn them into little boys that are maybe confused at that age. They want to convince them that they're girls and then get the sex change.
Well, there was a time in this country when the country was more decent than it is now, when the standards were much higher. John, you and I are old enough to remember those days when you had a better class of people out there for the most part. And what would happen if what they're doing was done 30 years ago, those people would all go into prison. If these CEOs were caught doing that, they would go to prison for doing that. Remember? It used to be a crime to abuse children, and that's exactly what that is child abuse in this country.
Pastor Ernie, back in our day, abortionists would go to jail or lose their license.
Yeah, they would. And you know what? And when they got to prison, I know I was in the prison ministry for 45 years, John, and you know that they have the different social levels in the prison system. You've got on the basement floor, you've got pedophiles in the social system, but even below the basement in the cellar, you have abortionists. The abortionists were always put in isolation because the other inmates would kill the abortionists. Abortionists were looked upon, and that's why they hated to go to prison. They feared going to prison today. Today, they still have to put them in isolate them. But it's just unbelievable how But you know what? All of this, you and I understand this. We're very clear in understanding. This is exactly the signs that God's Word, the Bible, gives us. This is exactly the way, you know, everything is falling right into place the way the Bible says. As we get closer to the Lord's return, people, the wicked become more wicked and the righteous become more righteous, huh?
Right, and the Bible says, as the days of Noah were, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And it talks about violence covering the face of the earth in the days of Noah. So that's what we're going to see here, Pastor. Any violence on every area you could think of will be violent.
Let me, Tony, are you still with us? Is Tony still with us? I didn't know if he was still with us.
Tony left.
Okay, because I was going to have him comment in this. It's exactly the way it was as in the days of Noah. But there's something more to it in the days of Noah. Remember, what was the reason he brought the flood on? The fallen angels were changing by taking women as wives, and when they were saved, they took, it wasn't like it is, you know, where you ask or you propose to a woman. These guys just took whatever woman they wanted. And so what happened was the offsprings, they changed the DNA, didn't they?
Yeah, and the Bible calls them Nephilim.
Yeah. Here I've got an article right here, and it shows you how, let me just read you, a Nature Journal reveals how graphene can be used to assemble radio frequency electronics biological system. And it's showing you these things that are growing inside of people that have taken the vaccines. They're like long, rubbery type things. Here, groundbreaking information has come to light about the role of graphene, which many believe is contained or produced by Wuhan coronavirus vaccines. A radio frequency electronics, a paper published in the Journal of Nature communicated back in 2014 entitled Graphene Radio Frequency Receiver Integrated Circuit explains how graphene has superior electrical properties and has strong potential as a future channel material in radio frequency electronics. And it shows you these things that are growing inside people's bodies that have taken the vaccines. They are ugly.
Pastor, there was a, this just came out. This just happened recently. There was a 16, 17-year-old high school football player, and both his legs started to swell up, and he was in tremendous pain, and they rushed him to the hospital, and they took 6 feet. Well, I know that sounds funny, but that's what happened. They took 6 feet of those rubbery, for lack of a better word, clots, out of his legs.
Wow.
And, that's from the death shot. And they said he could never play again because he's going to be on blood thinners the rest of his life.
Wow.
1 minute.
Well, we're coming up to a break, John, and we have a bombshell. Steve Brannan, he talks about the jackbooted Gestapo has to show up at their door. And he tells Charlie Kirk, 35 Trump supporters, Trump allies, had their homes raided by the Gestapo. Very, very corrupt, Merrick Garland. Again, I've said it time and time again, Merrick Garland would be very hard-pressed to be able to prosecute anyone as corrupt as himself. He is an extremely corrupt individual there. He is openly, and he flaunts his lawlessness in front of the people out there. Okay, so we'll be back right after this, and we'll play the bombshell. Be right back. Don't go away. More to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org.